Hey y'all, it's your girl Coach Kinsley. I was gonna talk about meal prep, but honestly, let's talk about snack prep.
Welcome to 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard.
3, 2, 1, let's go! Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen.
All right, CK, you hooked me with prep, but first you were saying meal prep, and now you're saying snack prep. Help me figure out the difference. Pretty please with single serving packaged tuna on top.
So meal prep, when we talk about meal prep in the fitness community, is usually referring to like a whole meal that you've prepared ahead of time that will have a protein, usually vegetable, and then a carb. A really common example would be chicken, broccoli, and rice. You've probably heard of this meal before. And this meal is generally solid, right? Because it has your protein, and then it's going to have your fats from how you cooked it, and it has your carbs. But keep in mind, broccoli and rice are both carbs. Just one is a grain and one is a vegetable. But these are both in your carbohydrate macronutrient category.
I'll have to be honest, Coach Kinsley. They don't sound very exciting either.
I would have to agree. I feel like a lot of people get caught up with meal prepping. It really helps with portion control, quality control. But after a while of having the same meal, let's say every single lunch or every single dinner, for a week, it gets even more boring.
What? Sorry, Coach. I know we had a podcast record scheduled for now, and then I thought about an entire week of chicken, broccoli, and rice, and I think I just nodded off. Yeah, that's my bad. Apologies, Coach. So thinking back, when we started working out, and it was 5:30 in the morning, you know, I'd come home and I'd pack stuff to take to work for the day, especially a lunch sandwich usually involved. I'm a sandwich kind of guy. But then we switched to working out at noon 3 days a week. And that really had me thinking about what I was going to consume either before the workout or after the workout. And I knew that, you know, having a lunch type meal wasn't going to fit on either side of that. So I had to be really intentional about what I was going to pack and how I was going to eat it. And a lot of it had to do with serving size and portion size.
So I agree. You know, what's another way to say F all that? What's a kosher way to say forget? There we go. Forget about that meal prep. Get out of here with your meals. Let's snack prep. Because the thing about meal prep, it's great in theory, right? You have your solid lunch ready or your solid dinner ready. But where a lot of people go wrong is they'll have that meal and they made it such small portions that they're snacking in between. And then the snacks are what put them over calorie, or they're just not quality. So now you're dragging because you haven't energized or fueled yourself properly. So I'm definitely in the same boat as you where I prefer to snack prep. That's where you would take this meal that used to be big and eaten all at once and split it up. A little bit of carbs here, a little bit of protein here, and spreading out throughout the day instead. So some examples of what I snack prepped this week. I have little baggies with popcorn in it. That's a very good light snack. And I'm not talking about no butter lovers. I'm talking, you know, sea salt, the 35 calories per cup.
Come on, Coach. I love me some theater butter lovers popcorn.
You can't have it all, okay?
It's a good point because where would you put it with all the butter everywhere? Thanks for that laugh, Coach. So I totally agree that smaller size, not smaller size snack portions, but just snack portions is the way I like to approach nutrition on a daily basis. That doesn't necessarily mean all the time, but a majority of the time I am certainly eating snacks or even having snack size portions of food that I order or get or make, you know, because it's okay to throw away some food that you didn't eat. Or to pack it up in the fridge and throw it out the next week because you didn't eat it all during the week. As an elementary and middle school kid of parochial school, the nuns always made us feel bad if we didn't empty our tray. And, you know, we'd dump all the food that we didn't need into this big vat. And there was a big sign over it that said, why? And so being a man of a certain age, you know, that's how I grew up. I think things are different now and nutrition is viewed differently. And this is, I think, one of the benefits going from thinking about meals in a big way into just snack-sized portions across the day. And that's how I approach before and after a heavy workout, because I certainly don't want movie theater butter sitting in my system when I'm, you know, trying to hit a PR on any sort of lift.
Right. You got to set yourself up for success. And I feel like with how fast-paced life is nowadays, snacks usually make more sense, because like you mentioned, you don't want to weightlift with a huge meal on your stomach. It's going to take you an hour to digest, you know, but not even just weightlifting. You probably don't want to go to that board meeting stuffed. You probably don't want to go watch the kids at recess stuffed, you know? So this snack prep is really setting yourself up for a consistent fuel on that fire. So other ways that you can snack prep, but also stay protein focused, because both these are important. It does become easy to lean heavily onto carbohydrates. You know, I mentioned the popcorn. Another good snack to prep would be like carrots, cherry tomatoes, super easy. But it would be beneficial to add some sort of protein source to these, so we can still prioritize protein throughout your whole entire day. Adding hummus or adding peanut butter should be measured. We should be staying within serving size even when we're snack prepping. If you're not lactose intolerant, there are even more options for you. Like Greek yogurt is a great high protein option. And if you can find one that's zero fat, that's great too. Cottage cheese. I'm gonna throw out beef jerky. Of course, snack prepping, you still need to stay within portion, but because you're just having this one thing, it's not so heavy on your digestive system. And you know, if you're not into the beef jerky, there's fish packets. I'd be trying to push these fish packets on anyone who will take them, because fish is going to be the one that hits you the lowest calorie for the most grams of protein. I've seen it like lemon pepper flavor. I've seen like spicy chili flavors. There's a lot of different things out there. You just got to stay focused on protein.
So then I've got my light and flaky fish packet. Then I want to match the number of carbs I'm matching with protein in grams? Or that might be a dumb assumption, but how does that ratio work?
Well, I don't want to say it's dumb, but not exactly, because let's say 40% of your calories are coming from carbs. If we give 40% to your protein, then you only have 20% left for fat, which perhaps you can sustain that for a month, but that's not necessarily the best split. We definitely want to keep the protein high, but having your fats a little higher than 20 is usually good. One split that I personally like to do is what I call the 40-35-25 split. So it'll be 40% carb, 35% protein, and then 25% fat. Now, this is just what I like to do because I'm someone who I know that fat sticks to me. So keeping my fats lower is beneficial for me personally. Now, this is kind of a spin on the 40-30-30 diet, which is also beneficial for most of the general public. So that'd be 40% carbohydrates, 30% protein, and then 30% fat. So if you really don't know where to go and you're just starting to track your macros, that is a really good split to start at, 40-30-30.
So if I break down my snacks by that ratio, say in the morning I have two at two different times, so how do my macronutrients burn when I do the workout at lunch?
Carbohydrates across the board are going to be used for fuel first. So you are burning through your carbohydrates first. And this isn't just an exercise. This is in daily life, daily activity. Like, carbohydrates are brain fuel, which is why I'm almost always going to give it that high percent. And then after a sustained exercise, that's when fat comes in. And that's why I really do suggest doing longer workouts. Like 20 minutes, it's not going to be enough if you're trying to really dive into those fats and see results quickly. We got to hit that 45, 60 minute mark in your workouts to really dive into taking out from those fat storages.
Coach, I know the way you train clients now and the way we trained back when, we would definitely go 50 minutes hard, warm up and warm down. But that middle section, cardio, resistance, form. Yeah, there was no cruising through one of Coach's workouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That taxed me. So I needed that fuel before. And what I found is I needed it after, because after the workout, sometimes I feel like my body is still in high gear burning calories. And if I don't fuel that, then I'm sitting in the middle of a Zoom meeting 30 minutes before, I was pushing a weight in a bear crawl with my nose, getting lightheaded because I haven't fueled up like I'm supposed to. So I do. And, you know, I don't play around with that.
The afterburn, that is what you're referring to. And it is so real. So the body's going to continue to consume more calories several hours after resistance training, especially. So getting the proper nutrients at that time is so important. I've told you, I'll tell anyone who will listen. Hey, everyone, have protein within 30 to 60 minutes after your workout, because that burn that you're talking about, that is your muscles just begging for that protein intake. And that's what's really going to make sure you retain your muscle and then also grow it. And ideally, we want it to be a more refined source of protein. So like your protein shakes, that's a great opportunity to hit them.
Yeah, CK, and that goes back to the whole premise of the episode. Snack prepping is much more practical, better for you than whole meal prepping. But really, prepping is the key part of that phrase. So I get back from the workout and have my recovery portion. And then, you know what? I'm going to have another snack later, because that's what I think. So that may be in my second snack. On occasion, I do have some movie theater butter and a protein shake, so that in the middle of a meeting, I don't start nodding off.
Right. Perhaps with the whole meal, you might not even eat the protein first, right? So with your snack prepping, you're also able to prioritize what you really need depending on how your exercise regimen is.
Yeah, my post-workout was usually a protein shake, apple, single serving peanut butter, cheese, and a beef stick. Yes, I enjoy the beef sticks. And a handful of almonds or pistachios or some sort of mixed nut.
That's solid.
Appropriately portioned. Yeah. But the key to that was being intentional about how I prepared it. And of course, something done consistently over time, time under tension, you know, that it becomes a habit that you don't have to think about, you just do. Because it was critical in the recovery phase after workouts, because I think I've said this before, Coach don't play.
No way. Ain't nobody got time. Yeah, so you definitely have to prep still, especially with that afterburn. I'm sure that would make it so easy to go for those convenience grabs. So you need to make sure your convenient grabs are an apple, are Greek yogurt, nuts within serving size.
Yeah, Coach, I learned that from you about how mixed nuts are broken down and how fatty they are. But they are salty and they are crunchy. Kind of my favorites. And I learned to become satisfied with the portion size that I dole out for myself.
Yeah, a reasonable amount. And it's so easy to get a reasonable amount when you take your food out of its original container packaging, right? And put it somewhere else in the proper portion. Or in the Greek yogurt's case, buy it in something that already tells you the serving size.
Hey, guess what, Coach Kinsley? It's highlight time.
The highlights. So we want to meal prep or snack prep. Highly suggest snack prepping, but whatever you do, prioritize protein and set yourself up for success by planning ahead. Please snack prep. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com. And also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.